Hello, everyone. This is the first call for Everyday Mindfulness, a four-week program to bringing mindfulness into your everyday life. So I just want to take a minute to welcome everyone who is listening to this call, whether it be now or later. I know that some people were going to listen to the call after it actually aired. So welcome to everyone. And I know there are many different reasons that bring people to mindfulness. Sometimes it's because of just wanting to be more present or wanting to get more out of life. And sometimes it's from actually coming up against some big things like illness or challenging life situations, changing or transitioning. New jobs or new family roles. So just taking a moment to welcome everyone that's here, wherever you may be. So not just location-wise, but wherever you may be in your life. So just take a deep breath and pause for a moment that you showed up for yourself. You signed up for something to become more present, for whatever your reason, to be here and to really honor that wish, you know, whatever motivated it, to honor that wish to connect more with yourself, to connect more to the present moment. So that's wonderful to be able to do that. And so I'll tell you a little bit about what brought me to mindfulness. You'll notice that in the videos, I do talk a little bit about that. But just to kind of introduce myself again, I'm Rebecca Schisler Marshall, and my business is Centered Living. I'm a certified life coach through Martha Beck, and I'm also a certified yoga instructor in integral yoga and a mindfulness instructor that was trained through Jon Kabat-Zinn and Saki Santarelli in mindfulness-based stress reduction. And I'm also a Reiki practitioner and a shamanic practitioner. So I like to pull in lots of different modalities into working with clients and in some of the courses that I teach. This one will be mostly in the mindfulness component, although occasionally a little bit of coaching does come in here and there. So just know that I have kind of a broad range that I bring to it. So it may be slightly different from someone who's strictly from a mindfulness or an MBSR, mindfulness-based stress reduction standpoint. I came to mindfulness after I started in yoga. I had done some meditation actually before I even started yoga and just started learning about being present and noticed the difference it could make in my life. Even just 5 minutes, 10 minutes as a graduate student, I began feeling a lot lighter and less stressed, which, as you can imagine, in graduate school, it was a very stressful time. And I had a lot of personal things going on as well. I'd had a car accident and was going through a lot of chronic pain. I had physical therapy regularly, went to chiropractors, and was in the middle of some legal stuff because of the car accident, and was dealing also with just a lot of health issues, other health issues on top of that. That were potentially caused by the car accident and the stress that's related to just being in graduate school, dealing with all of that. So I began really becoming interested in how I could connect more deeply with myself, although I didn't know at the time that that's what it was. At the time, I thought it was more of a way to just feel better. I really just wanted to feel better, and someone had suggested it to me, and I thought, well, I'm willing to try just about anything at that point. So I started meditating and did that really off and on for several years before being introduced to yoga, and had someone recommend that the mindfulness piece that happened in meditation, the mindfulness piece from teachers like Thich Nhat Hanh, the mindfulness piece that was taught in yoga of being aware of your body, aware of your breath while doing movement, that I could take that further, and that there was a lot of research, a lot of evidence behind mindfulness that really supported this modality. So that was, that was about 2005. So in 2005, off I went to the training for the mindfulness-based stress reduction and really had an awareness of how deep mindfulness could be, and spent 7 days immersed in it, and then continued to practice and instruct individuals in mindfulness and lead groups. I've been doing that for the last 12 years and began to bring it into my research as well at the university because of the evidence behind it, and noticed that the evidence behind the amount of attention that it could alter, that it could increase an individual's attention. And there was a great deal of evidence, both behaviorally as well as some imaging, that suggested the changes that could be made cortically, that it could actually increase cortical thickness by practicing mindfulness on a regular basis, that experienced mindfulness practitioners could have that increased, a change in cortical thickness as a result of practicing every day. And that just blew my mind. And I work with patients who have had strokes and at the University of Georgia. And that piece of it was that I wanted to then bring it to patients who had had damage to their brain. And actually, the link is that attention can actually support language. And these folks who had language loss had also deficits in attention from the research that I had done in attention in graduate school and in my early years of research. So that's kind of the background. That's what got me started. And then the more I did research on it and the more I incorporated it into my own life, the more I realized it was really a foundation for everything I was doing, for everything else, for the life coach training, for the yoga instructor training, that all of that, they all blended together. And I feel like they all needed each other to be able to really make some change. So I offer that kind of the fast forward version is, I had all this mindfulness piece, and then I had children, and my life drastically changed again. With trying to figure out how could I keep my practice of mindfulness, of yoga, of the self-care that I did, and bring that into my life still. And so I began, and I dropped the you have to meditate 30 minutes a day expectation for myself, and instead just did the best I could with bringing in mindfulness into the everyday. And I think that this is why I'm so passionate about this now, is it doesn't have to be an all or nothing. It doesn't have to be 30 minutes a day. I think that's wonderful if you can do it. But to wash the dishes at night while you're mindful is a huge win in my book. I started off, I'm going to nurse my baby mindfully, or I'm going to change diapers mindfully, and that really began a shift for me. So that's a little bit about me, and that's a little bit about the course too. That's what I hope you have, is to this opportunity to bring this into your life in a real applied way. Something that you can use right now, something that you can really begin to feel the difference even in just these little moments in the day. So that's a little bit about what we're going to start with. The beginning, the very first week, is called Just Breathe. So that's really what we're talking about, is so often we breathe without even being aware of it, without even being aware that we are breathing, without coming to this sense of awareness. And that's what I'd like to focus on today, and what the videos focused on was talking about this level of breath awareness. So let's talk first, before we get into how to do that, I'd like to talk about, you know, some common things that I hear that bring people to mindfulness, and you can kind of see if this is true for you. The first one is this dissatisfaction. Like, people will say, I had everything. I had the job. I had the degree. I had the spouse, the kids, or, you know, everyone thought I was successful from the outside, but yet there's this feeling of disconnect, of not being happy, of being dissatisfied with life. And so you can kind of check in, you know, is there something more? Is there something more? And the answer is often, yes, there is something more. There is something more that's available to us. And it's not a thing, right? It's not one more if I or when I. So many people say, well, when things calm down. You know, for me, being at a university, when things calm down at the end of the semester, or when summer comes. Or for others, it might be we get stuck in this, if only I had that new car. If only things weren't so busy. And that stuck place of waiting for something to happen, for us to be happy, waiting for the next promotion, for our children to reach a certain age, for, you know, this project to end, that my experience has been that never really happened. We may get the thing, but the dissatisfaction continues. The dissatisfaction continues. And so that level of, you know, our experience, how are we experiencing our day-to-day life, or are we experiencing our day-to-day life, is part of this everyday mindfulness piece. How can you live in the awareness of right here in this moment while still living in this world? It's not that we have to go off and, you know, meditate in a tree, mountain, you know, and go to the Himalayas and meditate for a year. I mean, I think that would be wonderful, but it's not realistic based on most of our requirements. You know, we need to be there for our children. We need to continue in our life's work. So how can we change that experience? So one of the things that we're going to practice is actually being here without judgment, without attachment to what's going to happen. And this is a big shift for most of us. So if you haven't watched the video yet, it's no problem. That's kind of why we have these calls, is to kind of begin and for you to be able to watch the videos when it works for you, and so you can bring that into your life. So what I'd like to do is to actually do a little short awareness of breath practice. That's what one of the videos is. So if you notice when you watch the videos, you'll notice that there are two videos for the first week, and the first one is an awareness of breath video on how to do that. So this breath is your anchor. This breath is always there, always present, and it's one of the tools that we can use to coming back to being here in the now instead of being caught in the past or being caught in the future. So what happens is often we're thinking about something that's already happened, something that you want to be doing or that's going to happen. Oh no, how am I going to handle that situation? I've got to have a conversation with my sister about this, and we're already on the outs. And right, so you're taking yourself into future thinking. Or it's in the past, like, oh, I taught that class that way, and I wish I wouldn't have, and I can't believe. So I'll give an example. Is for this call, those of you who are going to be listening to it, you'll know that I sent out the wrong number accidentally. So, and so I could be, you know, stuck in the, oh my goodness, I can't believe that. And I'm not going to be stuck in that. I can say, that was not what I wanted to do. That was not how I wanted it to go. And next time I'll know. So I learn from that. I can learn from it without being stuck in that story of the past or the future. And to do that, I come back to feeling the breath. I come back to being aware of what's true right now. So right now, I'm recording this call. Right now, I'm here showing up. And that's what's true right now. That's what's here in this moment. So using that breath as an anchor, so I come back to the breath. So let's take a moment. And just as you're listening to this, even if you're driving or walking or wherever you may be, tune into where your breath is right now. Meaning, you know, what's the quality of the breath? Not with judgment, but like, oh, I'm breathing really hard. Or, can't even feel my breath, so full from lunch, or, you know, all that is just chatter in the mind. So what does it feel like to breathe in? Bring your awareness to the edge of your nostrils. And see if you can feel the sensation of the coolness of air as you breathe in. And the warmth of your breath as you exhale. And just noticing how your mind might wander. It's this job to search the environment to make sure it's safe. So just, again, noticing the sensation, breathing in, breathing out. And if that's challenging to pay attention, like if that's not a high sensation area for you, bring your hand to your chest. And notice what happens when you breathe in. Can you feel your hand rising? Can you feel your chest expanding? for the rise and the fall of your chest. Your thoughts wander. Just kindly and gently bring your attention back to the breath, either at the nose or at the chest. So using the breath as an anchor. And then a third place that you can tune into your breath would be your belly. Again, you can place your hand on your belly. Breathing in, breathing out. And it's almost like taking the hand of a small child when your attention wanders. Just gently, kindly bringing your attention back to the breath. It's true right now. Oh, breathing. What's true right now might be, oh, look, my mind is really worried. Or it might be that you have pain in the body. But just noticing what comes up. And again, this present moment awareness without judgment. So maybe you've learned mindfulness before. Maybe you haven't. So what happens is, as we're breathing, you may begin to notice the thoughts. I'll never be good at this, or, oh my goodness. I've got so much to do. So some people will just label that thinking. And some people will just let it pass, like watching clouds in the sky. There it goes. So you can notice it. Be aware, you don't have to push it away. And then come back to the breath. And often it can help again to come back to the sensation in the body as you're breathing. Take one last long, slow, deep inhalation. As you exhale, just come back to being here in this present moment. And back on this call. So, you know, I would encourage you to take a moment and just jot down or really notice how you felt after you did that practice and just being aware of the breath. Doesn't take very long. You can actually do that as we go through the course. We're going to set up these foundations that begin first with the breath, which is one of the easiest ways to kind of take this, is sitting still, in quiet, in peace, and finding the breath. And then it becomes a little bit more challenging while we're doing something at the same time, whether that be washing dishes was the example I gave before, or driving your car, or putting the kids to bed. Like, all of it can just be a practice in how can I come back to the breath, come back to what is true right now, become a watcher, and a witness is another word that people use, an observer of what's happening in my body, in my mind, around me. And so that is something that's truly, it begins with practice. It takes practice to bring this into your life. So we're starting with that foundation of just the breath. And what I'd like you to do this week is to begin to find a time, not find time, but to find a thing that you usually do where you can practice coming back to the breath. So brushing your teeth is a really good example because we do it every day. We usually do it about the same time every day. We do it twice a day even. And it's kind of locational. We're not going to be brushing our Well, some people might. You probably aren't going to be brushing your teeth in a strange place every day. Some people travel a lot, but they could still put a sticky note somewhere that could help remind them. So you could put a sticky note on your mirror next to your toothbrush. You could put it at the base of your toothbrush. You could put it on your toothpaste that just says, be aware of your breath or be mindful. And just notice, the whole point is not necessarily that you have to achieve anything, but just notice, well, what happens? Oh, I go in, I see the note, and I say, well, I don't have time for that. I don't have time to be aware while I'm brushing my teeth. And that was the second video I posted, was about resistance. So what you'll notice, and this is huge for me, is what I notice, my experiences, then there's a huge amount of resistance that comes up that's doing something that I said, you know what, I really want to have some more mindfulness in my life. I really want to do this thing that's good for me, whether it's, it could be mindfulness, it could be yoga, it could be, changing the way I'm eating. And the resistance comes up. Well, I can't, versus I can't do that, or I don't have time for that, right? That piece of it is usually comes up really quickly. Well, I don't have time for that while we're brushing our teeth. So pick something that you can commit to watching your breath, watching your awareness during this activity. So I'll give you some examples. Could be, brushing your teeth is one. It could be driving from, home to work. It could be, for me, when I drive, I might drive and drop my kids off at school, and then it's a little bit easier for me to be mindful after I've dropped off my kids, especially if it's been a really rushed morning. So it's quiet in the car, and I'm aware of my breath while I'm driving. Now, I'm also attentive to the road. I'm really aware. It's a heightened level of awareness. So you can close your eyes if you want, but not while you're driving. So if you're brushing your teeth, you could do that. And let me go back to the brushing your teeth example for just a minute. If you're brushing your teeth, you can bring your awareness to your breath. You can also bring your awareness to your body, like how does it feel to move my arm while I'm brushing my teeth? How does it feel to have the toothbrush in my mouth, on my teeth? What does the feeling of the toothpaste feel like? And next week, we'll talk more about the practice of body awareness beyond kind of the breath. So you can use any of those. You can kind of play around with it. And I'll release the videos later this week for week 2, so you can have those soon as well. So just noticing, let's see if we can think of some other examples. Brushing your teeth, driving, taking a walk, if you walk your dog, or if you just exercise in some way, being very aware of your breath. I found that running or walking can be extremely meditative and a great practice of mindfulness for me. Mindfulness, you know, first for the awareness of the breath. Oh, how's my breath now? Not in a judgmental way, but just checking in. Where is my attention? Am I going to thinking about the laundry list of things at work, or am I here looking at what's around me? Am I here present with my breath, present with myself as I exercise? You can be aware of your breath while you're washing the dishes. Aware of your breath while you're sitting in meditation. So a little side that I hadn't talked about in the videos is I totally support, if you haven't practiced meditation before, totally support starting it if that feels right for you. If not, that's okay too, but to just notice, you know, if that's something you'd like to do, find a place where you would like to meditate. You know, and maybe that's your awareness of breath, is that you're going to sit for 1 minute in a comfy chair in your home, or maybe you have a meditation cushion, or, you know, a corner of your house that's quiet, tends to be quiet, or in your bedroom, right, first thing when you wake up in the morning. I had a student once say, her way that she was going to practice mindfulness was between snoozes, which I thought was brilliant, right? So you're going to hit snooze. You might as well use that time, and then you'll have a timer to tell you, oh, it's been 5 or 8 minutes or whatever your snooze is. You could also set a phone alarm. Most of us have smartphones now that reminds you at one time during the day to bring your awareness to the breath. Right. So maybe it's that you're going to have it go off at 9 o'clock at night, or maybe it's 12 o'clock before you have lunch. So finding something that will give to you a trigger or an association or a pairing of when you will practice this mindfulness, this awareness of the breath. What we want to do is we want to take out the conscious processing around mindfulness. So there are two ways that we learn things. Conscious processing takes up a lot of extra space in our brain. It takes a lot of what we talk about in working memory. We talk about they take up resources. And those resources are very taxing to us. And so anytime you're learning something new, even if you're like learning to ski, it takes an incredible amount of resources to learn something new, but once you have practiced it enough, it becomes automatic and a different part of the brain takes over. And when something becomes automatic, it's practice. So for us, many of us, we've been driving for many, many years, and driving is automatic. Reading is automatic if we've learned to read, you know, For me, standing up in front of the class has become automatic. It doesn't take a whole lot of processing to do something that I've been doing for many, many years. So know that at the beginning, it's going to feel different. It may even feel uncomfortable. And that's what I want you to use the Facebook group for, is to let me know, to comment, to tell me, how is it going for you? Are you challenged by this? Are you struggling? Is it easy and you're finding that you want to sit for a few minutes? So let me know how it goes. And if you are starting a meditation practice, then start very, very small. My meditation teacher said, sit for 1 minute and 1 minute only until you just cannot wait to sit for 2 minutes. Okay, so it doesn't have to be big. We're not emptying the mind. we're just noticing, becoming aware of what is true. True is maybe what is happening right now, what is here in the present moment. And then I'd really love to know how it goes. So please post your questions if you have any questions on Facebook, or message me if you don't feel comfortable, or if you're not doing Facebook, feel free to email me or message me. And just keep practicing that level of awareness. I want you to practice every day, if possible, until we meet again on Monday of next week, until we talk again on the phone, till the next week. And let me know how it goes. So thank you so much for taking this time for yourself. And I will talk to you with the next week. Thanks so much. Bye.